martyrdom signals more trouble for Christians in Nigeria. Egypt's believers weigh the new changes coming, and Jesus' name gets banned in the U.S. We'll tell you more about this story and more just like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It was a busy weekend in Nigeria. There were two thwarted bombings, threats, warnings, sanctions, a jailhouse break, and the death of a notorious bomber. The death was greeted with open arms by the Boko Haram, and it may even cause more trouble for Christians. Open Doors' Carl Muller.
The jihad declared by Boko Haram is enough to push many of the extremist-influenced Muslims into violence against the Christian community. When you add the component of a martyr, someone who was intentionally sprung from jail this last week, and he's killed in the ensuing fight, that takes it to a whole nother level.
Although the gospel is being well received, churches stood empty on Sunday. What can be done? Well, pray. It's the first line of defense.
In the midst of all of this social chaos, the Holy Spirit is able to speak peace into people's lives and to let them know that the only hope for true peace is through Jesus Christ.
This is a complicated story, and there's more detail in the article at our website. Please check it out. Next, while the world is congratulating Egypt's new president, Mohamed Morsi, Christians remain pretty skeptical. Morsi's a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. Given the history of their persecution in Egypt, Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says Christians are concerned.
They're nervous about what this means for their future as far as religious freedom and as far as their ability not only to worship, but also to witness and to serve Christ in Egypt.
Although Morsi did nod toward Christians in his victory speech,
what they're looking for is how are his actions going to reflect that? Are they going to reflect respect for the Christian community and respect for religious freedom, or are they going to be hardline Islamic Muslim Brotherhood actions which would limit religious freedom and would move Egypt more and more towards a Sharia state?
The gospel will move forward no matter what, but pray Morsi will put Christians in some powerful positions. This is Mission Network News. You get irritated when religious rights are taken away? Well, it's happening in the United States, if you can believe it. Pastor Terry Sarton, a volunteer chaplain with the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, was told he can't pray in Jesus' name anymore. He's been doing it for 7 years. I guess they want secular prayers. Sarton, the pastor of Horizon Christian Fellowship, didn't think there was such a prayer. Pray that he can use this to point people to Christ. Next, Urbana 12's discounted registration deadline's closing in. The Missions Conference for Students will be December 27th through the 31st in St. Louis, Missouri. Nikki Toyamasito with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says this week the cost to register will go up $100.
Urbana is a nonprofit conference, and we do a lot to just try to keep that price down because we want as many people as possible to get exposed to God's invitation and a picture of what he's doing around the world. So you'll get a subsidized rate if you can register by June 30th.
Urbana 12 will have seminars on different ways to spread the gospel through missions. An example?
The Ready to Go seminar series pulls together people who already have a conviction that God is calling them overseas into mission work.
But it's not just for overseas missions.
We look at how Christians can be very intentional and missional in their workplaces or in the gifts that they've been given.
You can find a link to register at our website. And a Christian radio producer we're calling Javed recently received the Queen of England's Diamond Jubilee Award for his contributions to Canada's Urdu-speaking Pakistani community. Javed produces 4.5 hours of monthly programming on radio station 1320 AM on satellite and through ethnoradio.com, HCJB Global Canada's website designed to support and inspire Canada's many ethnic groups. Pray many Urdu will turn to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can I ask you to make June a time to pray for Russia and the former Soviet bloc nations? To help you, Russian Ministries wants you to have a free set of beautifully designed note cards. These note cards will help you pray about their work, learn how you can get involved in it, and correspond with family and friends. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.